You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So Ken Coleman comes out with a new book right now, fresh off the press. You know, it's called The Proximity Principle. And we're going to talk about some of those principles today in there, but also we have some other VFNKB success secrets, because it's really about, you know, think about it. The economy's doing good. Everything's doing great. But the question is, are you shifting where you need to shift in your life to succeed in this present day market? Sometimes we could be settled in a place and not making those moves. But guess what? I'm going to talk about a couple of those things. But first, I'm Greg Lancaster. And of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Yeah, we love talking success.
Yeah, we do.
And so you're looking at right here the book, this brand new book, Off the Press. Yeah, he works with Dave Ramsey. If you hadn't heard Dave Ramsey, he's a great, great wisdom coming, answering questions, everyday questions about finance. And the most successful thing you can do today is own your home and be debt-free in your home and your life. And you're so much freer. You can invest and do different things that way. But in this book, The Proximity Principle, the proven strategies that will lead to a career you love. Because you can get a career.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can get a career. But a career you love. I like what, by the way, in the book, you know, Success Acres, we talk about that. But, you know, do something that you love.
Yes.
And there's more than one thing to do. Do something that people actually need because they'll pay you for it. Mm-hmm. Not something you want to do that they won't pay you for. And these principles are so important to be able to function in life. And there's
a problem you can solve, right?
Yeah, there's so many choices today that we didn't have because the economy is doing so well.
Oh, I know.
It's an amazing thing. And so you look at these principles right here, these great career advice is coming, especially, you know, for those who are graduating. But it's not just for those. Sometimes it's just graduating from a career that you realize you didn't need to be in.
Right.
But remember, we were at the universities, look at the statistics that there was not any jobs for the people graduating from school, so they actually would borrow more money and go to school longer.
Yep.
Which put them deeper.
That was under the previous administration.
Yes.
It was go back to school, stay in school.
Not under President Trump, but the previous administration.
That's right.
And it was like you're getting higher debt because there wasn't jobs available for
That's
folks.
Right.
And now we have more jobs available than we have people
to fill them.
That if you employed every unemployed person, we still have, you know, a need for you, if you want to come to America legally, we need immigrants to come to our nation legally.
It's so amazing because the whole conversation, you know, three years ago was there's so many people unemployed, the unreported number, all this type of stuff. And now the economy is just booming to the point that we can, you know,
we're
doing pretty well.
History unemployment rate. World, forever history, unemployment rate so low. Low unemployment rate for African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, for Americans.
For veterans.
For veterans, for high school, people who didn't graduate high school.
Yeah.
Even prisoners.
Yes,
because the prison reform coming in, the people are hiring people who got out of prison, they served
who
their
made
time.
Made a mistake, sure.
They made a mistake, and now they're getting jobs. I mean, this is a perfect time. So it's, you know, listen to these strategies because you want to be able to take advantage of this in a right way.
You said something earlier that was important. If you don't shift at the right time, you're going to miss the shift.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during
the
lifetime
of the opportunity.
Right,
so right.
You've got to strike while the iron's hot.
Right.
So I think these tips are going to be pretty helpful.
Right. So you think about the first one here is, you know, start where you are.
Yes.
You know, start where you are. That's very important because so many people say, you know, I mean, it's difficult enough starting a career, but if you're actually going to pick up, move, get a brand new place, pay all the things you got to pay to get there, to get your place, rent, get your utilities turned on, get settled into a new place and a new career.
I was just talking to a college graduate. I said, listen, can you stay at home? He says, my parents are encouraging me to. I said, think about the amount of money you'll be able to save because you're at home. This idea of going across the country to get a job.
Now, we're talking about staying in your own home geographically, not just your parents' home.
Well, hey, if you could benefit from some resources, this is the best opportunity to do that.
Obviously,
absolutely.
A strategy. But if you're 4 to 5 years
45,
old,
you
got to
make a move.
You got to define this right here. If you're going Social Security at the same time your parents are and you're in the same house,
I think the other thing about this principle, start where you are, is that I think a lot of people think that the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
And the truth is the grass is green where you water it. And so you got to bloom where you planted, make something happen where you are, and then test that theory out, then maybe you can venture out somewhere else.
And you think about this, you know, you're wanting to go, quite a lot of people say, I need to go to that big city to work.
Yeah.
And right now, you're a big shot where you are, but when you go to the city that everybody else thought that, you are a grain of sand in the midst of being trampled down.
Trust me, I know. Yeah. Went to New Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
I mean, people think that there's so many opportunities,
right.
And it's a lot of competition, too.
A lot of competition.
You have more opportunities than
a local
place.
Of course you
do.
I mean, if you're the big thing is your giftings make room for you, so you really work on those things that you love to do. And sometimes you have to work on the things you love to do separately in context of what you're doing. And you have to do some things you have to do to be able to get to a place that will things that you love to do.
Yeah.
And so when I think about that, I think about, you know, your side hustle could be the thing that you like to do until it gets big enough to overtake your other opportunity. But you can do that when you're staying in a place that you're familiar with in your home territory.
That's so true. I've run into a lot of artists and folks that really have a passion to do certain things, but the economy, their economy hasn't caught up with their passion, but they try to force a living, you know, a living wage off of this thing that they love to do, and it becomes a dread to them. If you keep it as, like you're saying, a side hustle, something that you can do on the side, you do it at your leisure, and you're still excited and passionate and have fun with it.
And the second thing is, you know, getting into a place where you can grow. There's some businesses, some places, they're just stagnated. They're not planning, or you have, you know, 25, if you look around, you go like, okay, that's his Uncle Bob, and that's his grandfather, and this is like Duck Dynasty. Yeah. You're not going to get any higher than Cy here, you know, or it's Duck Dynasty. And some are just stuck. So getting in a place where you can grow, I like that principle, you know, coming from Ken Coleman. There's so many in this book, you get his book.
Opportunity.
But I think of, one on the Gulf Coast, that's a Navy Federal Credit Union, a place that not only appreciates you, when you come in, not only do they appreciate you, how you live your life, because they work with their employees. They're one of the Fortune 500 companies, the number one.
Top 100.
But people that go there, if they work hard, I mean, you got to work hard, but they reward you. How many times do you work hard and there's no reward right there? And so you can work if you can do the job and work to the place, there's a place for you. And there's so many companies like that. Right now, as a matter of fact, think about this. It's your mentality. You know, when I was young, I had to get a job at Amoco Oil Company in New Orleans. I was there, and most people was like, at this age, you can't get a job at that. I was very young, and they said you have to work at the fast food, you have to do this. So I said, I'm going to get this job here, right? So I walked.
Did you know somebody? Or you just
no, I didn't know anybody. Okay, I go downtown to the big old building, the American Oil Station Oil Company, where the head office, and I go in this room. Right? It's big. You got opportunity with a place like that, right? I go all the way up to the floor. I go to the corner office of the penthouse where the big guy is right there. I sit there in this big, huge open room in this chair. And I told him, I can do whatever it takes. I'm your man. And I had no idea. But I was willing to work hard. If he said go left,
that's
I go
right.
left. He said go right, go right. And granted, you know what I started off doing? I started off delivering they're called prints. They're called plats. Which were, they did explosions in the ground, and they measured the sound wave, where the oil was and stuff. So they had those things printed off these big, huge computer room, and they rolled it all up, put it in a buggy. And at a young age, as a teenager, I would take those things, and I would go, and I would meet all these people by delivering those plats to all these different people. It was amazing. I got to work. It's better than McDonald's is good. I'm not against McDonald's or Domino's. But I'm just saying what I did at Amoco Oil, you know.
Well, you have to have a vision. You have to have a vision, and if a place you can grow, that's an important aspect.
Well, I know we've got to go to break, but listen, ask a question to you, right? A very specific question. You know, in regards to are you struggling with thinking you need to move to find the job, or you can find it where you are? You know, find it where you can actually, your basic necessities are taken care of already, so you can focus on getting your career. What are your thoughts on that? And if you're thinking about you need to move, I mean, what are your thoughts in the context of that? Are you thinking, this is why I'm going to be able to move. I need to move for this. I need to move for that. Listen, comment below. We want to hear about that. We want to be able to talk back with you on that. Also, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. As we talk about, and I wrote about in my book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies to Your Success. We want you to succeed. We need more people who love God in high places to be able to bless more people. So we're looking at this thing. When you look at this particular book, you can see it up here on the screen right here. It's so important thinking about proximity and promotion, the proximity principle, which means instead of thinking you got to go somewhere, actually, it's amazing how brown green grass looks green, brown. It's amazing how green brown grass looks from a distance. Because when you get there, what happens, you find you're the one that's there.
That's right.
And it actually begins with you and decisions that you're making. I think about this next principle that Ken Coleman has in his book, talking about, you know, when the now, where you're
that's
at.
That's so important.
You know, right this moment.
Because everyone's like, you know, when I was... People are wanting to get their next job, and they haven't done their first job well. It's like,
right.
you've got to succeed where you're, what you do, and you got to master it. And then use that as a springboard to look at different opportunities, you know, and get those promotions.
So but, the job you have now, mastering the job you have now before you start looking for the next opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think about the principle where Jesus told us, a very specific principle. When you're faithful over the few
things,
God will make you over, put you over many things.
Yeah.
But if you're unfaithful over the little, you'll be unfaithful over the...
Yeah.
So where we are, and you can look at so many journeys biblically when you study your Bible, is you got to begin somewhere. Even Jesus, the Son of God, started functioning in the family business and was faithful and as a carpenter and doing the aspects
that,
until the time he's 30 years old.
That is a big deal today in the career field. I've run into so many people who have said, listen, that's a great way to ruin your career with a company. If they see you staying at a few, you know, position for three, four months and you're moving to the next position or trying to move to the next position, that's not good. You know, you got to stay where you're at.
Right, right.
Bloom where you're planted.
Right, and it's you'll be surprised that you think, well, this business is not going anywhere. It could be because your mindset's not going anywhere. You could be the key factor.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere Joseph went, was blessed when you read about in the Bible. Why? Because the blessing was on him. So when I start thinking about, you know, when I was in law enforcement, that, you know, nothing, it was amazing how negative everybody was. And it was just like, it was just, you know, things aren't working. And finally, I just decided, you know, I was going to go to a different place, to a different city. I looked at Dallas. I looked at Tampa and different areas to go to work, Pinellas County. And I finally just come to the conclusion after talking to Russ Sweeney. Russ Sweeney, if you're watching, you know, big shout out to you. He spoke wisdom to me about, you know, why don't you do what you do for less and spend less, because I was talking about more money. And what happens is when I focused on that and just began to do my job, I was able to dedicate all of my attention to what's going on. Next thing you know, you know, God's blessing me where, you know, in law enforcement, you're trying to stop crime or prevent crime or different things that are going on. It was amazing how God was just leading me to where the suspects were. He was leading me where the illegal drugs were at, and it was myself and Howard Anderson with his K-9 officer. And next thing you know, we were promoted to Officer of the Year
when we
were just doing our job. They had press coming out covering us. But you know what? I made my mind up that I was going to plant where I was going to bloom where I was planted, and I was going to listen to the boss, the supervisor that I had, and at that time was Russ Sweeney, you know, Captain Sweeney, and the sheriff that was there, and he's like, my community has hired me to be the police. It's time for me to
be the police.
Be the police. It's time to do your job. Quit thinking about, you know, everything.
Run to the next city.
Yes.
Be faithful in the city that you
and
got
I'm
the
so
job
glad
at.
I did. By the way, if I would have followed the other advice that I was getting, and not the vice of blooming where I am, I wouldn't be talking to you right now on BFN TV. I mean, just so many things were connected to it. And even Joseph went through a low-paying situation. Remember, he was a slave. He didn't get paid much there. And he was working for Potiphar's house. But guess what? He became manager of all the wealth of the world, transferring
second highest position in all of Egypt.
Yeah, and he was even a mentor, a father figure to the one who was in charge of Egypt.
Yeah.
And so, but you got to be faithful where you are before that happens.
That's
so that's
true.
So important. You know, and I think about some bonus strategies.
We've got some bonus strategies.
Yes, yes.
So here's another one. Learn to know who you are. I think if you don't know your personality type, if you don't know the things that you like, if you don't know the things you dislike, you may take a career position, you know, in something that somebody else told you you need to do. You know, you've got to do something that you enjoy. I remember being in the insurance business. I have always enjoyed helping people. And I enjoyed it so much. It was a great career. I was able to help a lot of folks, but it was in my natural wheelhouse. It was in my natural bent because I love dialoguing with folks and helping them, and it was just amazing.
Right.
People say, and I believe this is true, if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
And it never seemed like work.
That's
I used to laugh so much and have, you know, with folks. It was great.
And
I ate a lot, too.
The common thing during an interview is, I'm a people person. I'm a people person.
You have to prove that.
Right. And if you care about people, I don't care if you're selling them a service, providing them a service or a product, if you connect to them, I mean, people will rehire you based off how you related to them the first time.
No doubt.
And they'll even pay more because you are relatable to them and you care about them.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But if you don't know who you are, you can't really connect with people.
Yeah.
You're just got a mask on and you're trying to, you know, ask
them. I'll never forget this. I used to be in the security business as well, and I'd be in a folks' home and I'd leave. That'd be 30 minutes down the road, and they'd call me up and say, "You forgot the check." And I go, "What? I forgot the check." I'd have to drive all the way back.
Right.
I'd had such an awesome experience with the people I was helping. I forgot to get the money.
I'd
leave the $3,000 check on the table.
Yeah, so you think about it, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you do it for, you know, knowing who you are when you're doing it. And when you know who you are, you know, you can really just enjoy that because so many people are looking – other people, who they are, their gifts, how they're designed, they're trying to be that other person.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't work because you're not them, but you are the best you. There's nobody could be you like you, but you need to find out who that is. And you don't fit everywhere, but you fit in the places that your gifting is and your talents
Absolutely.
And where God has allowed you. Understand this, that in Acts chapter 17, he says that God chose the very time, the season, including your address. You can move outside your geographical wheel God has for you. Because if he chose that place for you and you start thinking, I need to go over here, you could end up in Egypt somewhere when you actually should have been right there in the middle of Jerusalem, you know, when God was going to bless you. So it's a lot of times people, God's telling you to move emotionally. He's telling you to move spiritually. He's telling you to make a decision, a movement in what you think of yourself, maybe repentance or whatever. And some people identify that, John, as a physical move.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is, you need to know who you are.
First.
Yeah, and he loves who you are, but he's trying to let you tap into who you are because that's who he loves.
And don't be who somebody tries to make you to be. I've seen that happen so many times. It's like, be you. It's okay to be you.
Yeah, I was just reading this morning, you know, T.D. Jakes' new book called Crushing, and he's talking about, you know, God calls you for what you're going to be and what he sees in you, but we struggle about who we were and who we presently are.
Mm, let it go.
And so you got to let that go. And there's a time of just cutting that part of who you were prior to him off. And so knowing yourself is not, if God loves you, it's okay to know you. And by the way, and if you don't like you, and if you wouldn't hire you, and if you wouldn't give yourself a promotion, you need to become a better you.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah,
when you
no
think
doubt.
About that, I mean, if you don't like yourself, why are you upset when people don't like you?
You are your customer. So if you don't treat yourself right, you're not going to treat the customer right.
I've learned that. But one of the big things I had, you know, in regards to ministry and all that was helping everybody else.
Yeah.
And not taking care of my own self physically, doing things that I enjoy. I like one of the rules that Peter Jordan Peterson says, don't let your kids do something that you hate. And it's so good. You know, you shouldn't do things that you hate in regards to choices that you're making and that type of thing, because you'll begin to hate yourself for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That fifth donut, you know, or, you know, if you like running 5 miles, but you only run four. No, that's not us. That's Pat. Anyway, so, no, I don't think Pat runs. I don't. Does Pat run? I don't think he runs. More on that in a future. By the way, I'm excited about what's coming up for VFN TV. A whole new set's coming.
That's right.
So many new things are coming. Our book's available. You know, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies to Your Success. You get a free book. Go to VFNKB.com. Get your free book. There's also some beautiful videos to help you out, encourage you. But there's so many things changing. This is a time
of
transformation.
Talk to us about interns. We also have internship available.
Yes, yes. Well, also, think about it. The way that you can learn the industry, and I don't care what mountain you're in, whether it's media, arts and entertainment, government, education, you know, whatever it is, it's all about media today. Being able to capture it with video, capture the sound, the lighting, the setting, and all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? You can do that at an internship right here at VFNKB through all the media. We do so many media aspects of it. Imagine being involved in a program and a programming that actually is on every single day, 7 days a week, whether it's radio, whether it's podcasting, whether it's online, whether it's going through cable, shooting a live television program. Listen, we need more people. Maybe it's you that's gifted or have a desire. You see that. God, I want to be a part of that. I want to be in editing and cameras and sound and directing and all that type of stuff. Well, you can do that through the VFNI, that's called the VFN internship. And you can go to VFNKB.com under the contact area and just say that you're interested in it. We have information to get to you. And it's so exciting. It's a 6-month internship where you're able to just do it. You're in the midst of it. You learn it as you're doing it. There's so many people around you that were formerly interns. They're now running major parts of the program, directing, doing different things. And you can learn from them as well. It's so exciting. I mean, I don't care what age you are. You know, you can be you know, going to homeschool, for example, you know, in your teen years, if it's okay with your parents as a release for that. But also, if you're in your 80s, I mean, I was just over at Church of His Presence in Alabama with Pastor John Kilpatrick, and there was a lady, she was 68 years old, and she was standing behind a camera, and I'm like,
that's awesome.
Oh, I love you.
That's awesome.
I mean, you were touching the world.
No doubt.
65 years
that's
old,
amazing.
Which is young.
Yes.
But she was standing behind a camera, and her ministry, what she decided to do was to take the camera that captured what's happening at Church of His Presence and broadcast it around the world.
That's
I mean, that's stuff that will be remembered forever and read in the history books of God. So you can do that, you know, at VFNKB, but just go to VFNKB.com, go to contacts, and you put in there you're interested in the VFN internship, VFNI, and we will make contact with you. It's limited space available, but you want to be a part of what's going on. Media is where it's at. We're international television program, broadcasting television, broadcasting cable,
across
streaming.
Across many platforms.
All platforms. You know, speaking of that, by the way, we're on Spotify now. You can go get us and follow us on Spotify. We just got on there. Follow us on that. And you get our broadcast every day on that. Also, you can go to iTunes or
Google Play.
And we're actually in negotiations with somebody else right now to be on another network. We're just all over the place. But go there and to iTunes and rate us. They get a rating, right?
Yes, five star.
If you love Jesus, do a 5-star rating and comment below. What happens when you do that? Your rating and your comments causes the computer system to bring our program up to show it to more people.
Yeah.
So the less people that rate it, we just started asking people to rate it, that it won't, the machine won't pull it up and say, here's an option for you. Listen to this program. Listen to VFNKB's VFNTV. By you doing that, it causes them to say, the system to say, more people want it. A lot of people listen to us, but you got to go there and rate us. As a matter of fact, if we get a chance, we're going to start giving a shout out, you know, to a few people if we can.
Yes.
That's rating it. And we just love hearing from you. As a matter of fact, comment below too. If you're interested in the internship, VFN internship, also comment below, but put hashtag V, you can see it right here in your lower third, hashtag VFNI. And if we see that hashtag in there, we'll know that that's what you're interested in. You can comment in addition to that, but that hashtag will cause you to come up amongst all the other people that are talking and listening.
Listen, same thing that Steve Jobs told a guy from Pepsi. He said, do you want to sell soda around the world, or do you want to come and change the world? Come help us change the world, right?
Yeah. And I think about this, too. I think about Robert, you know, we're just talking to Robert Sunday about, you know, Robert, you're watching the program, and Pat's walked up the program, and I wish I could name all your names. I just think about you all the time. Everyone that writes to us, I love writing you back, and if you want to be a part of that, we it's just a big family, one big tribe, and we got to prepare because great things are coming. The reason why I wrote I Will Fight 10 Strategies to Success, I talk about a prophetic encounter, a dream the Lord gave me, showing me that a wealth transfer is coming, but we have to position ourselves for it. So that's what we're all about, is success. We need you to be successful so God can entrust great wealth with you so that you can actually fund the billion-soul harvest of souls that are coming in. But I want to pray with you right now. Don't forget to comment below. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. I pray for those right now that are considering internships. Stir their hearts. Show them how to connect, Lord God, and get us together for a time such as this. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.